Track 3, and these are our headline stories. Police urge more care when driving around the national park. Police recently carried out a road safety operation on Dartmoor aimed at keeping motorists, visitors and animals safe, with officers reporting speeding drivers, parking offences and other incidents. The operation, which took place earlier in August, saw Devon and Cornwall Police work alongside the Dartmoor National Park Authority rangers. High visibility patrols were carried out across the moor, while volunteer special constables patrolled key areas and helped operate a vehicle stop site at Postbridge. Temporary Special Superintendent Alex McKnight said officers stopped and spoke to members of the public at a number of busy visitor locations, including Haytor and Widdicombe in the Moor. He said the operation was designed to remind motorists to take more, in inverted commas, care when driving through the countryside. Speeding can cause collisions with people and wildlife, including native ponies or horse riders, he said. We work closely with the National Authority to promote road safety and protect this fantastic countryside for generations to come. Police also said the operation had received positive feedback from local people. Special Superintendent McKnight said a local business owner had taken the time to speak to officers and explain the difference their presence had made to the roads. He added that officers had also met with Dartmoor Rangers at Postbridge and were pleased that no disposable barbecues or fires were found during foot patrols at Spitchwick or other locations. The operation included an unmarked APNR traffic car on mobile patrol, along with two marked police vehicles and roadside speed detection equipment. Devon and Cornwall Police are part of the Vision Zero Southwest Road Safety Partnership, which aims to prevent serious and fatal collisions on roads across the region. Drivers and visitors are being urged to take extra care on rural roads, especially where pedestrians, horse riders and animals may be present.
Teeing up another £11,000 for charity. A charity golf day organised in honour of a Newton Abbott grandfather's grandson has raised more than £11,000 for good causes. The 14th annual Charlie's Trophy Charity Golf Day, held at Dainton Park Golf Club, raised an impressive £11,350, taking the total raised by the event over the past 14 years to £178.198. Organised by Rotarian Martin Smith, the event was originally established in 2013 to support the Rubenstein-Tabie Syndrome, RTS, support group after his grandson Charlie Lawler was diagnosed with the rare genetic condition. A total of 128 golfers took part in the event, with the trophy for the lowest gross score going to Cox Automotive, led by Mark Wilkinson. The shield for the lowest net score was won by Salty, led by Mike Hall, and was presented by Charlie. Main sponsor, System 6 Kitchen, were offering a kitchen worth £10,000 for a hole-in-one, and auctioneer Richard Worrell from Charles Darrow helped keep the bidding moving throughout the day.
Eyesore Viaduct petition gains support. More than 800 people have now backed a petition calling for improvements to the Eyesore Railway Viaduct in Dawlish. Launched by County Councillor Rosie Dawson, the petition is asking for the town's iconic landmark to be repainted and restored. Supporters argue the current rusting state of the viaduct gives a poor impression of the town for visitors. Resident Pippa Fitzwater said, "It is such an eyesore, and really it can't be left like this. Residents and visitors are very angry." However, last year, in response to previous criticism of the viaduct, Network Rail said, "As a publicly funded body, we have a responsibility to ensure funds are used in a way which helps us provide a safe and reliable railway. Unfortunately, the costs involved in painting the viaduct cannot be justified for what would be a cosmetic change." Councillor Dawson's petition says, "For too long, the iconic Dawlish Railway Viaduct has been left to deteriorate, while repeated requests for it to be properly repainted have been refused. Dawlish is a town that relies heavily on tourism, with tens of thousands of visitors arriving each year to enjoy our seafront, businesses and stunning scenery. The condition of the viaduct sends the wrong message about our community. We are calling on Network Rail to invest in Dawlish by committing to repaint or restore the viaduct, demonstrating that our town deserves the same care and respect as other parts of the rail network.